1 Corinthians 15 and verse 50. I declare to you, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. This text comes in an extended passage on the resurrection. And Paul has been speaking about the natural body and the spiritual body, verse 44. Verse 46, the spiritual did not come first, but the natural, and after that, the spiritual. The likeness of the earthly man, Adam, the likeness of the heavenly man, the last Adam, Christ. Paul is speaking about physical and spiritual, the flesh and the spirit. And he issues this declaration, this solemn assertion. I declare to you, brothers, I declare to you, all men, all who will listen to me, that there is the kingdom of God. There is such a thing as the kingdom of God. There is such a thing as the kingdom of glory, of everlasting life, of bliss, eternal bliss. But flesh and blood cannot, flesh and blood will not inherit that eternal kingdom. Flesh is perishing, and the perishable does not inherit the imperishable, the eternal, and the lasting. It's a word for all sinners. All who will hear me, I want to tell you, there is a glorious kingdom. There is a glorious salvation. There is a glorious life, eternal life. But you will never enter it. You will never come into it. You will never see it. You will never experience it. You will never have it if you're just flesh and blood. Flesh and blood cannot, flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom of God. This is the teaching of Romans 8, John 1, John 3, 1 Corinthians 2. John 1, what is that? Flesh and blood, the will of man. You're not born by the will of man. It's not a human thing. You must be born of God. John 3, you must be born again. That which is born of flesh will never inherit the kingdom of God. Unless you're born again, said Christ to Nicodemus, you will never even see the kingdom. 1 Corinthians 2, the natural man cannot understand the things of the Spirit. They are foolishness to him. He cannot know them. It's impossible for him. He just thinks they're daft and stupid. He will never see. He will never know. He will never experience the eternal. It's not a human decision. It's not a husband's will. It's not natural. We have to be born of God. John chapter 1. Romans 8. The flesh, enmity with God. The flesh cannot be subject to God in his law, in his word. It cannot receive his promises. Jesus said to the Jews, you cannot, you will not come to me that you might have life. You can take the body, my friend, and you can do all sorts of things with it. I'm not making things up when I tell you what men do. You can do all this, and it will never bring you into the kingdom of God. But millions are believing the sort of thing I'm now going to tell you. You can take the body, a body of an infant, and you can sprinkle it with water, but that will never, never regenerate it. It will never bring it into the kingdom of God. It will not change flesh into spirit. And yet millions believe, with the Church of England and the Church of Rome, that now is this child regenerate. Its sins are washed away. How? By a priest sprinkling a baby with water and making the sign of a cross on it. It's utter demonic stupidity. You can take the human body and smarm it with oil. You can lay hands on it. You can put robes on it. You can cut it. You can flagellate it. You can make it wear a hair shirt. You can starve it. You can isolate it and take it into a monastery. You can be born of the right parents. You can give your body the right breeding. John 1, that will never bring you into the kingdom. Listen, I declare to you, brothers, sisters, friends, hearers, whoever you are, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Not all the outward forms of earth, nor rights that God has given, that's the law, you can go through the law of God even, nor will of man, nor blood, nor birth, can raise a soul to heaven. The sovereign will of God alone creates us heirs of grace. You see that? As Isaac Watts, he's right. You can go through all the outward forms. You can go even through the forms that God has ordained for the Jews. Circumcision, for example. But it will not raise you to heaven. Sinners, this solemn truth regard. Hear all you sons of men. For Christ the Savior hath declared, you must be born again. Our nature totally depraved, the heart a sink of sin. Without a change, we can't be saved. You must be born again. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and flesh it will remain. Then marvel not that Jesus saith, ye must be born again. You hear this, my friend? The flesh and blood, do what you will with it. As I say, sprinkle it with water, smarm it with oil, take it to church and chapel, make it read the Bible, punish it, do what you will with it. But flesh, it will remain. It's the sovereign act of God. I speak to all religious people, irreligious people. I preach to pagans, Buddhists, atheists, Muslims. You can be a Roman Catholic. You can be an Anglican. You can be a Baptist or a Presbyterian. You can be what you like. You can do what you like with the body. But unless you're born again, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. You can be a preacher. You can be a writer. You can be a seminary lecturer. You can be a theologian. You can know the Bible from back to front. You can argue this and that and the other. But unless you're born again, you will never see the kingdom of God. Lost in the ruins of the fall, I lay an awful night till great Jehovah changed my heart and gave me heavenly light. Born of the Lord, I arose from sin, flew to the Prince of Peace. He loved the rising of my soul and showed a smiling face. Here we come. How can you know you're born again? What do you think of sin? What do you think of Jesus? Will you fly to Jesus? Will you run to Jesus? Will you trust Jesus to wash you from your sins? Will you admit that you are a sinner? Will you confess your sin? Will you bow the knee to Jesus and turn from your sin? Will you receive him as Lord and walk in his way? Only the born again can do that. That's the evidence of regeneration. I can prove it to you from Scripture. Born of the Lord, I feel a power that draws to Jesus' blood, looses my soul from chains of guilt, and ties it fast to God. Born of the Lord, I can't allow that sin should rule my heart, but long that every evil thought might evermore depart. Born of the Lord, my happy soul in flames of love arise. Love my dear Father and his flock, and love his holy ways. Born of the Lord, I soon shall fly to his bright abode, rise to the honors of his throne, to live and reign with God. You must be born again. Trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Look to Him. Run to Him. Believe upon Him. And be saved. Unless you're born again, you will never see the kingdom of God. Perishable flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Hear it, my friend. You must be born again. George Whitefield was asked, why do you so often preach on this text, you must be born again? Because, he said, you must be born again. And so it is. Oh, hear me, I speak to you in love. You need to be born again. Look to Christ. Trust Him. Show that you are born again by receiving Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior, your Lord and your Savior.